Working with the state, Pittsfield continues to generate ideas to redevelop a neighborhood that borders the city's once thriving General Electric site. Pittsfield's Tyler Street area lost more than 16% of its population from 1990 to 2010. At the start of the decade, about 2,400 people lived along the mile stretch between Berkshire Medical Center and the William Stanley Business Park, which used to be filled with GE workers. This past spring, Amusika Cedro, a State Transformative Development Initiative Fellow, began her three-year assignment to work with area players to redevelop the area. Cedro recently outlined a plan that divides Tyler Street into focus areas to build upon ongoing efforts.
So with the hospital district, the proximity to Berkshire Medical, and already there are properties there that are bought up by Berkshire Medical. So really looking at that as a place where a corridor where we could potentially develop some housing.
Lisa Nagel is with Elan Planning and Design. The Saratoga Springs company is working with Pittsfield, the Tyler Street Business Group, the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, and others on the redevelopment effort. Nagel says urban farming, food, and education are among the ideas for another division involving the aging Berkshire County Sheriff's Building on 2nd Street.
The thinking there is that it really can be many, many things, but thinking about access to local food, fresh food, healthy food. We're also trying to job train people so that people have an opportunity to work. You know, perhaps you're training entrepreneurial chefs for restaurants, culinary schooling, schooling for people that might want to go work at the Berkshire Medical Center, say in the dietary department. So there could be sort of job training around food. The other idea is maybe to use some of the green space around the sheriff's facility to grow food that we can eat locally.
Another redevelopment focus is around restaurants and entertainment.
La Fagata is the number one restaurant and TripAdvisor for the city of Pittsfield. It's a destination, so people are coming there. So we're talking about building off of that, creating sort of an arts and cultural district around these unique restaurants, getting more restaurants into this real estate because it is relatively affordable given the citywide real estate look. So we're training people in the farm, food, and education districts, and perhaps they can open a restaurant right on Tyler Street.
One of the factors looming over the district is the proposal to build a Walmart supercenter on 16 acres of the William Stanley Business Park. Nagel says the $30 million project doesn't sit within the transformative district, but does impact it. Therefore, planners are envisioning an adjacent retail section along Woodlawn Avenue, which reopened to through traffic this June for the first time in a decade with a new bridge. Those living in the Tyler Street area also have lower educational achievement levels than other parts of the city, and about 42% of the district's median household incomes are less than $25,000. That's true for about 31% of households throughout Pittsfield. Cedro says increased lighting, bus shelters, and public input can help combat the perception that the district is unsafe in the wake of high-profile shootings over the past few years.
So we have a lot of vacant storefronts, we have dark areas, and those all lend to this idea of not being safe, even though technically, when we look at the statistics, Pittsfield and this district is relatively safe.
The planners are continuing to take public input on the Tyler Street redevelopment. There's more information at WAMC.org. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.